Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Greetings, everyone. Hello, it is Linda Talaferro from The Tea, The Extra Effort, and it is Transformational Tuesday, one of my favorite days of the week, favorite times of the week. So Linda Talaferro from The Tea, The Extra Effort, for those of you that are new to me, a career advisory firm. I'm helping professionals get unstuck, sharing the nuggets, the secret sauce, so that you can get that seat at the table that you aspire to get. Tonight, where I'm at in Midwest, today, wherever you are in the world, I'm going to be sharing the 5 ways that you can become more confident in your role at work. I noticed that a lot of the information that I get, people that are joining my private Facebook group, sending me DMs, their issues are all around confidence. How do I strengthen my confidence? And I'm glad they're asking that question because it is foundational to our career success. It is part of building that strong foundation that you can use as your springboard to get you to that seat at the table. So I'm going to start sharing different ways to build that. And tonight, 5 specific steps you can take to strengthen your confidence today where you are in your role. And you can take this throughout your career. Because I've said this before, I mean, if we don't have confidence in ourselves, we cannot strengthen our emotional intelligence. So clearly, you know, the components in emotional intelligence being socially aware, having relationship management, we're not going to be able to do any of that stuff if we are not confident in who we are and what we bring to the table. And the fact that some of you have asked for this means that you've gotten a portion of that emotional intelligence under your belt because you're self-aware. You know that you have this opportunity, this area that you need to develop. And I love to use, you're going to rarely hear me say weaknesses. I often use opportunities because I want to shift that paradigm in your mind, you know, of where you have places you can grow, that they shouldn't be a negative. That's an opportunity for you to become more than, for you to take your value and your worth to the next level. And confidence is critical in that. And then as far as executive presence, which you're going to hear me talk about here in the near future on one of my Transformational Tuesdays lives, executive presence, without confidence, there's absolutely no way you can exhibit it gravitas, that you can have communication, and that you can have the appearance. The three pillars of executive presence are all rooted in confidence, all rooted in confidence. So today I'm going to talk about the 5 ways you can build that, strengthen that, show up more confidently in your role today. So let's start with the first one, and that is to grow your knowledge. Okay, so as soon as you hear me say that, I know you're saying, look, Linda, I got a degree, or I got a certificate. I'm a certified program manager. I'm a certified this. I got my 4-year degree. What are you talking about? Grow my knowledge. I get that. Yes, absolutely. And if you've acquired all of those, great for you. If you haven't, though, maybe you can consider a certificate. But what I'm also thinking about is, you know, do you understand in depth, or at least deeper than where you are today, the market that your company is in? What do you know about the market that you're in? What do you know about how others execute the role that you have? Is there anything that you can learn from other people who are also in your space? You know, I've learned a lot in my career about people who are in quality, people who are in program management, others who have done supplier development or operational excellence. I have spent time around those individuals in previous roles, and I've grown my knowledge in those areas. Have you done the same? So it's not necessarily around you going and getting that certificate or that additional degree, but right in the space that you're in today, what have you done to really strengthen your knowledge around your market? That's growing your knowledge. You know, are you really digging deep? And you're going to see me turn my head because you guys, you know, I take this serious. So I do a lot of prep work and prepare to give you some good nuggets. Have you really done deep to find out what areas can you expand your knowledge? And when you expand your knowledge, you get more comfortable in your role. And as you're comfortable in your role, your confidence grows. Your confidence grows. So that would be the first step. Grow your knowledge. And again, it's not solely around just the education, the 4-year degree, the 2-year degree, or the certificate, but understanding your industry, understanding the market you're in, and maybe tapping some people in your network. Get some best practices around other people who do what you do. What can you learn? We have not all arrived. So it's dangerous if you believe you've arrived, because we can always grow and learn. So that's the first step. The second one is to dive in. Dive in. I know when I say that, you know, when you're not feeling comfortable already and you're not confident, you're like, what do you mean? Dive in. I'm already got low confidence. I'm not trying to do more. Yeah. Well, if you don't stretch yourself, you're not going to build that confidence. So if you have the opportunity to really immerse yourself in something, maybe you can join an initiative. Be part, if you're okay, I won't take you to the point of leading the team, but if you can be a team member that is in an area that you know you need to really stretch yourself in, get on that team and then immerse yourself in that. That's going to grow your knowledge. That's going to give you some very tangible experience because you're in it, you're doing it, you're learning as you're doing. That's going to grow your confidence. Because when you're done with that initiative that you've worked on with that team, you're going to sit up even more taller. Your knowledge has grown. You've actually done it, whatever it is. That's going to strengthen your confidence. So first one is to grow your knowledge. Second one is to dive in. Here's the third one. Speak your mind. Okay, look, I got to dial you back because I know as soon as I said that, you were like, yes, Linda said speak your mind. So I'm going in the next day and I'm telling my boss exactly what I think. No, that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm not telling you to go in and tell that boss that you don't like what's on your mind or that coworker that's getting on your nerves. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm talking about when I say speak your mind. When you're in the room, are you adding value? Do people know you're in the room? I know when you're sitting in that meeting or you're sitting in that report out or you're hearing information, you probably have valuable input to give. You may even have a critical question to answer that shifts the dynamic of the room in the right direction. But are you clamming up? Are you not asking those questions? Are you not being present in the room? Are you not raising your hand and saying, I have something to say? Your voice is critical. Exercising your voice is critical to building your confidence. Critical. There is truly, I know you've heard this before, but there's truly no such thing as a stupid question. So ask it. Ask it. And if you've got something to offer, offer it. Raise your hand. Speak up. Be present in the room. That's what I mean by speak your mind. So of the 5 things I'm talking about of building confidence, I've already shared with you, grow your knowledge. I've talked about diving in, and I just shared with you speaking your mind. So the fourth one is flipping the script. What do I mean by that? You've heard me talk about feedback. You've heard me talk about that before. And I know a lot of us, when it comes to asking people for input, feedback, and how we're doing, what we're doing, are we doing well? We're like not feeling it. We're totally uncomfortable with feedback. I would offer to you to flip that script and look at feedback as a gem. Look at feedback as a benefit to you, a value to you. Because what you can do with that feedback in the end is once you receive it and you download, there's some nuggets in there. They're giving you some nuggets, telling you, hey, if you dial this up and if you dial this back, or if you grow here, or if you stretch yourself there, or when I saw you do this, it landed this way. So shift in this direction. Invaluable, invaluable. And if you listen to that, use it, leverage it, grow from it, make the necessary modifications, your confidence will grow. Your confidence will grow. And then the fifth one I want to share with you is leverage your network. I know I beat the dead horse all the time. You guys hear me talk about it all the time. The power of the network. It is powerful. The relationships you've built, and within those relationships, the mentors that you've gained, some of you like to call it your board of directors in your career, but that those people that have the vested interest in you, you want to leverage. You want to be able to become more outspoken because you've gained your confidence. You want to be able to bridge some gaps that you've had because you've leveraged that network. So it's extremely, extremely critical as you grow your confidence to use the people around you. No, it's another thing I say all the time. No man's an island. You can't do this thing alone. This career journey does not happen successfully alone. So leverage that network so you can grow. So here's the five real quick before I wrap up my Transformational Tuesday. Number one, grow your knowledge. Number two, dive in. Don't be afraid to stretch yourself. That's how you grow. That's how you build confidence in who you know you are and what you bring. Number three, speak your mind. That means being present in the room. Number four is flip the script. Take that feedback, use it to your advantage, leverage it, leverage feedback. And number five, build on your network. That's why you did all the work necessary to establish the network. Use it. Use your mentor. Reach out to your mentors. Reach out to your board of directors for your career and leverage their knowledge. That's going to give you some really solid footing, for you to stand on, for your neck to get, your back to get straight, your neck to be straight, you're forward looking, your head is up in whatever space you walk in, because you know that you know that you bring the value and you are in the room. That's the ways you build your confidence in your role. You guys take care, and I'll see you next week.